You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I learned from a whistleblower that the NSA planned to leak the contents of those emails to media outlets. Why would they do that? Well, the point, of course, was to paint me as a disloyal American, a Russian operative, been called that before, a stooge of the Kremlin, a traitor doing the bidding of a foreign adversary. And, of course, I'm hardly the only person who's been accused of those things in the last several years.
That's true. That's Tucker Carlson from last night. This is July 8, 2021. Tucker Carlson adding last night more claims that the NSA spied on his emails to get his show off the air, specifically to discredit him. Now, as he first broke the story a week ago, I had some big questions about it. I've got a lot of them resolved by his response last night and some additional information coming forward. And in fact, what I did in the past at one point could have labeled me a commie or a commie sympathizer. It could have cost my family jobs, money, freedom. So I certainly understand where he's going with this, and we're going to get into it in more detail over the next 2 hours. Also, progressives continue to push defunding police, while the White House falsely continues to claim that the GOP voted to actually defund police. That is a lie. Do not buy it. The GOP would not support a grab bag of leftist goodies and buried inside of it some police funding. So they swiped everything out. Let's say you need to start over. You know the truth. And if you think defunding, reducing police will make the U.S. better, just look around where we're having all these problems and issues. Look at all the blue cities. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, this last July 4th weekend, 100 shootings, 19 killed, 13 of those injured were children and two Chicago police officers. And her blame for all of that, the spike in violence, she won't take blame for it. She says, you're holding me accountable because of racism and sexism. No, you are the mayor of your city. And that's exactly the response we get from every leftist in charge of a city that is going to hell right now because they won't do what they need to do, won't help the police, demoralizing the department, yanking money from it. Who wants to join the force? And, of course, more disrespect for the U.S. flag. It's growing more common. It's disgusting to that extent. Not just over July 4th, but on a constant basis. We're told that a California school cannot put up a U.S. flag in a classroom because it might trigger somebody. Meanwhile, a retired Army captain with a Purple Heart because he got hit with an explosive device, disfigured his face, burned him severely, posted a picture of himself saluting, praising our flag and our country. Twitter flagged it for, quote, potentially sensitive content. Pics of the captain's face or the fact that he was saluting a flag? That picture, by the way, I have now posted at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. You can go to that page and you can add your comments as to why you think Twitter decided to label the captain that got the Purple Heart saluting a U.S. flag as potentially sensitive content. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Also, CBS 60 Minutes production did a piece on transgender surgery for children. But Emily Kale with Heritage will tell you what the CBS 60 Minutes production story left out of the story. Oh, yeah. Some things that they did not want to include. They had the opportunity. Not only did they have the opportunity, they had the material. But it didn't fit the narrative. The narrative that transgender surgery for kids is not only acceptable, but might be the best thing for them. There's a dirty side to that story. Emily Cale will tell us about it when she joins us over the next 2 hours. Plus a personal story of me being a victim of a crime. And I use that term loosely. Not really a victim in the sense you might think, yet police had to be involved. And suspects were facing some charges. I'll explain for you. What happened was pretty bizarre all the way around. But I'll be talking about that. It involved a Maryland Heights Police Department and a local casino and a particular Maryland Heights officer. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
And we're down, we go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib wants to get rid of police altogether, tweeting this, quoting now, "It wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Dante Wright was met with aggression and violence. I am done with those who condone government-funded murder. No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It can't be reformed."
Well, that is a Fox News report talking about Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Democrat of Michigan, and talking about how she just thinks there's no way to reform police. A particular shooting she was referring to that was not handled properly. It may well be that she's right as far as the event was handled. I'm not going to even bother getting into the details of it. It's the overall attitude that the only thing to do at this point is just get rid of police. I mean, we've actually had some suggest police don't really need to carry their guns with them all the time. They can leave them in the car if they're just going up to a door to find out why a husband and wife are yelling and shouting and neighbors kind of got concerned. No, they don't need to take a gun up there like that. Do you want to volunteer to do that? Because you know that some of these progressive cities and states are proposing, well, let's don't even bother sending police. If we're not going to take their guns away from them and make them go up without the gun, let's send in social workers. And maybe we can take in some crayons and coloring books, and we can get the couple to sit down in opposite corners of the same room and color while we just talk to them, and we'll resolve it that way. Oh, if it would be that way, that would be really nice. It's not that way. Any cop on the force for any length of time will tell you a domestic disturbance, as I just described, between a husband and wife, two brothers, a husband's son, a wife and a son or daughter, can suddenly escalate. It may not escalate to the point of gunfire, but it escalates quickly. And you don't have any chance at that point if you're one of these officers that are in there trying to resolve things. And you have absolutely zero chance if you're a social worker, somebody been sent in to supposedly defuse such a crisis. Anyone thinking of doing that? You need to make sure you've got your affairs in order. You need to make sure that your next of kin is ready to be notified. And you might as well go ahead and pick out your coffin. Larry, you're exaggerating. You think so? You think so? Well, then why don't you join a police force and go through the training, get accredited, and the first time they send you to, quote, a domestic disturbance, leave your gun in the car. Maybe you'll be able to resolve it. Maybe that'll be great. I'll be happy for you if you do. But more than likely, you're going to realize this was a dumb idea. And maybe Larry was right, and all the progressives are wrong. Well, of course they're wrong. So here's Rashida Tlaib just refusing to back down, just insisting that we need to defund police because it's just not working. We cannot even bother reforming. And in other words, she says there's no reason to even bother trying to reform. It's beyond reform. Let me give you a response from a criminal defense attorney that was on a Fox program. Now, I want to point out to you, he was also at one time a police officer. And now he's a criminal defense attorney. So he's defending those charged with crimes by police officers. So he was asked, his name, by the way, is Philip Holloway, was asked, what's your reaction to Congresswoman Tlaib that we should go and just defund police because there's no chance there's going to be any meaningful reform. Let's just basically take all the money from them.
Quite frankly, the Congresswoman, that tweet is frankly insane to think that we're going to just do away with policing in America. That would be great, but only if you want anarchy and chaos every day, all day, everywhere.
Yep, that's exactly what you'd have. You already have it in some cities, especially in California and other blue cities where prosecutors won't step forward and file charges in many cases. Especially if they are arrested during a, quote, demonstration, a protest, which you could not call insurrection because they're not trying to overthrow the government. But I add that word because that's what you've got the progressives and the left calling what happened on Capitol Hill January 6th. That was not an insurrection to overthrow the government either. And, of course, all those people, they've got all kinds of video on everyone that went in the Capitol that day, and they're tracking them down. Meanwhile, everybody that's in the streets around D.C. shouting and throwing firebombs, Molotov cocktails at police and other objects and things of that nature, not only in D.C. but elsewhere around the nation, they don't even bother prosecuting. And if you want to commit a crime, generally, you could probably get away because they're not going to bother that either. For instance, theft. In San Francisco, and it existed in numerous California cities, if you don't steal anything more than $1,000, they're not even bothered. Now, what's the result of that? Well, the result is, of course, you've got employees of these places that just don't know what to do. I mean, what are we supposed to do when we've got people coming in and stealing? Well, you're not supposed to do anything. But it is so out of control right now. Walgreens has closed 17 of its stores in San Francisco. 17. Because of shoplifting. Because if they bother catching anyone, they're not going to prosecute them anyway, unless they have more than $1,000 worth, and they have gangs roaming around, and each person makes sure they keep under $1,000. Cumulative, they probably have more than $1,000, but you got to catch them all with it. And the commander of the San Francisco Police Department also said this stealing is an epidemic, and one trend we're seeing, more violence and escalating. No kidding. No kidding. And, of course, when you get Walgreens shutting down those stores, CVS telling its employees, don't intervene, and they're considering what to do next. You got other stores, major stores, saying, we're just getting out of here. Then you end up with a side issue of a neighborhood being blighted and are retail not available for folks in a particular area. And some of those who would need an ability to go into a store easily without having to get on some kind of transportation or have a car because they don't have it, and maybe they don't have enough money for the bus or whatever the system they're using, then they are going to suffer. It's a cycle. And it's repeating itself over and over again in those blue cities. And you look at Chicago. Chicago over this last July 4th, just the July 4th weekend, had 100 shootings, 19 killed. And we got children among those who were also injured in those shootings. 13 of them. And two Chicago police officers. And the response of Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is, you can't, everybody's blaming me for the spike in crime. It's not me. She wants to tell you it's the guns. Well, they had tight gun laws in Chicago, and it's not the guns that are going out and just shooting people. Somebody's got to be carrying it, don't you know? Of course you know that. I could put a loaded and a bullet in the chamber, SIG or Glock, right on the table between you and me, and we're safe. We're safe. It's not going to go off just sitting on the table. It goes off when someone picks it up, decides to use it in one way or the other. But Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot claiming, I'm being blamed because I'm a woman. Well, I think she claims to be a woman. Maybe I need to clarify that. I don't know. But she's also referring to her color for sure. She said it's racism and sexism. That's why we're having a spike in crime, and basically, and everybody's blaming me. It's racism and sexism. Leo Terrell is a civil rights attorney, also a Fox News analyst. I want you to make sure you understand where he's coming from. And when he hears Mayor Lori Lightfoot say, I'm being criticized because the people accusing me of all this spike in crimes are racist and sexist, Leo Terrell says,
She tries to speak, Tammy, for all of us, which I reject. She said women and people of color are treated at a different standard. That's a lie. She's trying to hide and conceal her incompetence by saying that blacks and women are at a disadvantage. That's not true. It's a lie. It's a cover up. And what's so sad about it is she plays the race card and she's in charge of the system. And you're right. People of color are being killed, and yet the attention to it is being disregarded. An Oakland mayor, Tammy, an Oakland police chief, was begging the Oakland City Council, don't cut the funds. I need the money. They cut it anyway. Democrats don't care about people of color. They use them as pawns, and yet their lives are worthless. And that's what you see in Chicago and in all these Democratic cities.
Another perfect example, Minneapolis City Council, that had voted unanimously June 12th to disband the city police department. They quickly realized that's not a good idea. So by June 18th, they approved $5 million to pay for police overtime. And yet they want to tell you all the Republicans are against funding police. Biden advisor Cedric Richmond has accused Republicans of defunding the police, which is a lie. Let me run down the list of this for you. June 2020, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio cut $1 billion from the budget of the New York City Police Department, despite a surge in shootings. In Philadelphia last year, the city council approved cutting $33 million from the police department. Again, that's a blue city. In D.C., lawmakers promised to cut $15 million from the police department budget in June 2020. Baltimore City Council voting slash $22 million in police spending. L.A., Mayor Garcetti wants to, he actually wants an increase in police spending. After they cut $150 million last year, he realizes, that didn't go very well either. But you've got all the leftist progressives saying it's the Republicans who want to end policing. No, it isn't. They think we're so stupid that we'll just buy. Well, of course, they're not appealing and trying to sell the story to people who think. They're selling it to those who are sitting on a beanbag chair in the basement eating Cheetos and just whatever comes across the CNN or whatever, they just say, that's got to be a fact. Or whatever they pull up on YouTube or wherever else, that's got to be a fact. And then you have the issue that why some incidents with police escalate and others don't. There is a basic reason. And police are trying to counter this, even with a public service campaign. We'll discuss that, because that's an important part of reforming police, when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, at one time, Congresswoman Maxine Waters told folks, you need to confront the police. You need to resist them. That's what she said. She encouraged citizens to resist police. Now, she didn't really get into details of when, how, and so forth. But that mindset is not good. It's not good. And yes, there are cases where police exceed their authority. There are cases where police exceed their authority on the very fact they're going to try to arrest you, or that they do arrest you, or that they came up with a bogus charge or whatever it is. And there are cases where they are following the law exactly and you just don't like it. Or in some cases, you're fearful of police. So many people have had that put into them, and yes, it applies in a great many cases to black males. Not because police officers are just killing black males on a constant basis, because you'd see it everywhere, that's true. But they've seen enough, and there have been cases like that. But it also comes down to how you handle yourself. You, if you're the one stopped. I got stopped a while back on a charge I did not think was true. But I wasn't going to fight it out with the police on the street. That's not the wise thing to do. And in fact, in the previous segment, I let you listen to a former police officer who's now a criminal defense attorney, Philip Holloway. And here's his thought on when it comes to what you should do if you're a suspect and you're going to be arrested, possibly.
When this happens, police always will respond with some degree of force. Now, this is common. It happens all day, every day across America, and it's usually without any kind of incident. But rarely something goes wrong. Sometimes that's criminal. Sometimes it's negligent. But it's only the ones that go wrong that make the news and invoke crazy tweets like that. So it's important to remember that, you know, the common denominator in all of these things is resisting arrest. Police sometimes get it wrong. Sometimes police go too far. Sometimes they commit crimes. But we have to address these things in court after due process.
And, of course, some say, well, we're not going to get any justice in court. Let me put it to you this way. You're not going to get any justice on the street at that point either. If that's what you think, you're being mishandled and everything else, that's not the place to play it out. Police obviously can use reasonable force. And again, if you escalate resistance, and they're going to escalate. And you escalate, and they escalate, and pretty soon it's out of control, and, yeah, then somebody gets hurt or killed. And maybe the officers weren't properly trained or didn't follow their training. We have to admit that that's possible. But even if you think you're 100% right and they're wrong, don't resist at that point. Get a good attorney in there. They'll definitely go after it and fix it for you. And you not only walk away, but you also might end up getting money if it's been properly handled. But if you begin to resist arrest, there are some departments that are now putting out statements, even videos. Do not resist arrest. You don't like it, you don't want to comply, but your options are slim and none at that point. And, of course, all these congressmen and women on the left are calling for defunding police. They have no concept of what that would lead to other than it just sounds good. It's a good slogan for us, like Congresswoman Cori Bush. Yeah, defund police. That's a good idea. Coming up, what a CBS 60 Minutes report did not tell you about transgender surgery for kids.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around another 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, we had a little problem. Emily Cale, I wanted to have on. She's with the Heritage Foundation. She's defended religious freedom for the last 14 years with them, working on behalf of various religious freedom violations and also previously at the United Nations and teaching international human rights. But she's had a conflict suddenly come up, and I just got the word. It's seldom that this happens, but when it does, we just have to be ready for it. But here's what I wanted to share with you. I have a piece that she wrote, and I wanted her to explain in more detail with her voice. But this is a story that I have wanted to get her on for some time. It was actually published June 30th, so you can see where we are on the calendar now. And I've been trying to get it lined up, and it's just been tough. And I can understand. It's no one's to blame. It's just one of those things that happens in this business. You just have to be ready for something like this. So let me share the story, though. She is talking about a 60 Minutes production. It's a 60 Minutes plus. Now, that's not the actual normal 60 Minutes, and yet it still follows the same guidelines and direction and intent. It is kind of a spinoff that runs on the Paramount and streaming service. And to its credit, she writes, this 60 Minutes Plus did approach the Heritage Foundation trying to get its perspective on Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act, the SAFE Act. Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act. That's an Arkansas bill that bans the sterilization of gender dysphoric children through experimental use of hormones and surgeries. Now, but dysphoric They're just talking about basically kids that just don't seem to know if they're a boy or girl, and they're living with it, and they're confused. And I've told you before, if a child is actually experiencing that and biologically feels that even while they are biologically a boy, they just don't feel that way. They feel like they have conflicts inside that they think they are more female than boy, or the reverse. If the child actually has that, and I don't mean that they got encouraged or that they got pushed into it or peer pressure or just decided, oh, it's a trending thing, I want to be trendy, because some of it gets into that area. But if they have a true disturbance, then they definitely need help. But that does not mean an operation. It does not mean beginning to transform them. But unfortunately, we're at a point now where many believe that, well, if they are not sure and they think it's that, well, let's just help them achieve that. If you're making the right decision, it might be beneficial to the child down the road, but if you're making the wrong decision, you have just made their life a bigger hell. As I said, I don't understand that kind of conflict, and I pity and I pray for those who are having that kind of confusion. And it's not just children, it's young adults or even adults. So as a 60 Minutes Plus was going to deal with the treatment of children with gender dysphoria, and even though they reached out to the Heritage Foundation to seek its perspective on the SAFE Act, the Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act, the 60 Minutes Plus production people only interviewed parents on one side of the transgender debate. Those who affirm transgender ideology and the model of gender-affirming care. In other words, it was not multiple perspectives. It was not balanced at all. And in fact, Emily in her piece wrote that 60 Minutes, the CBS 60 Minutes, the original, is famous and relied upon for investigative journalism by looking at multiple perspectives. Had there been some slips and mistakes and wrong things from time to time? Yes. But overall, solid journalism. But 60 Minutes Plus ignored any perspective of those cautioning against transing, as they call it, of kids. So it could be long-term harm to their mental and physical health. And Emily said she gave an hour-long interview with the 60 Minutes Plus people, and she said, I recommend you need to include these alternative perspectives. And I even gave the producers contact information of some who were willing to speak on camera. But here's what 60 Minutes Plus did not show the audience, as it's written by Emily Kale with Heritage Foundation. One, did not deal with kids who detransitioned and desisted because their underlying distress was not relieved by hormones and surgeries. And that piece focused, as Emily says, on the story of Dylan, 15-year-old girl, who identifies as a boy, takes testosterone, finds it helpful. And during the interview, Emily said, I told 60 Minutes Plus that a correspondent found that the United Kingdom had banned hormones, treat children under 16 for this because they're not capable of giving informed consent. And that the moral and legal premise of informed consent is that a patient has a right to make decisions about his or her own health and understand consequences of treatment, benefits, and the risk. Britain found in its National Gender Clinic study, children and adolescents have not developed, in many cases, the full emotional and intellectual capacity of adults. Not that adults do either sometimes, right? And they pointed out that a 16-year-old was given puberty blockers at the age of 16, but she was really too young to understand the consequences. Then at 20, she had a mastectomy, double mastectomy at age 20. Now, she is left, as it's described, no breast, a deep voice, body hair, a beard, affected sexual function. I'm not sure exactly, but we can assume what that involves. Also worries that she's infertile as a side effect of the drugs. She sued the clinic. She says, and I'm quoting now from one of the statements, I look back with a, this is not on the 60 Minutes Plus. This is some of the stuff they did not put in there. That was the whole point Emily Cahill was pointing out. This Bell, her name is Kira Bell, states, I look back with a lot of sadness. There was nothing wrong with my body. I was just lost and without proper support. Transition gave me the facility to hide from myself even more than before. It was a temporary fix, if that. And because of that UK finding, the Finnish government also recognized children should go through a period of watchful waiting rather than being rushed into treatments with irreversible side effects. And Sweden's leading hospital followed suit. But the reporter for 60 Minutes Plus said, well, that's all; those are all minuscule. So Emily Cahill said, I told him about a man who lived as a woman for 8 years, collected the stories of detransitioners around the world, and estimates that 20% experience, quote, sex change regret. But they just don't list it in their data. They decide, you know, I chose it, here I am, that's it. Now, before the 60 Minutes Plus interview was done and put together, and again, that's on their streaming service. It's a side spinoff of the original 60 Minutes. Well, the original 60 Minutes on Sunday night had Leslie Stahl interview 30 detransitioners, including one who said he became suicidal for the first time after surgery on his genitals. Well, there was immediate intense backlash from the Human Rights Campaign and other LGBT activists, according to Emily Cahill, against 60 Minutes. Why? Because they dared include the voices of those who have become skeptical about gender affirmation. And the 60 Minutes Plus piece featured two mothers of transgender-identifying kids who want their children to continue receiving experimental hormones. But there are also parents who don't want their children to be transitioned, but sometimes they're ignored by counselors and doctors. And one mother in one of the pieces that Emily Cahill documented, a pediatrician said, if I didn't affirm my daughter's identity, if I didn't get to her the help that she needed, and she killed herself, I, the mom, was going to feel awful guilty, and said it right in front of my daughter. And even doctors who question this decision at this point, this age, are being condemned and called out by LGBT activists and others. This is wrong. It's wrong on so many levels. I mean, if these kids and our young adults are already, quote, messed up, they need help. But pushing them into that is something that's almost irreversible in many cases. Do you really think you solved anything other than just creating a disaster for that person going forward and those around them? I know someone who took their daughter to California last month or so to start these, and I bit my tongue. It's their decision. She accepted it. More questions about the vaccines and Dr. Fake. Stand by. My personal choice for Italian food, Cafe Napoli. Now, sometimes I might want steak, fish. Hey, try the sea bass. Perfect. Plus a worldwide selection of wines. Cafe Napoli's mission is to serve you only the best. Cafe Napoli sponsors my next segment. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country. Now the streets of St. Charles. Cafe Napoli. Roxanne, you don't have to
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Few added points reference transgender surgery and those who choose to take it or are in the process. And, of course, one of the issues we're seeing is that boys who decide to become transgender, then competing in women's sports, and are already biologically ahead of the girls because they're not capable, these same boys are not capable of winning a spot on the boys squad, so they go over and compete against the girls, and they begin to shatter records that the girls could never set. And there go scholarship opportunities for young girls. Doesn't help them any. And in fact, I'm also looking at, there's a story that just came out that I've been kind of following it, and it involves a weightlifter. It says she was silenced because she criticized trans Olympians. Yeah, she spoke out. She's a New Zealand weightlifter, and she was upset because a trans weightlifter came in and was winning everything, and so she wanted to complain, but her country, New Zealand, said, shut up. We don't want to hear your complaints. This is the new world order, basically. I mentioned concerns about vaccines and so forth. There are, of course, still questions about some of the vaccines. Folks still trying to decide. I stress to you, you need to make the decision for you and your family. You can rely upon your doctor, obviously. A doctor you trust, whatever, it's going to have to be your decision. But when Biden the other day, President Biden said, oh, we're going to try to find out everybody who's not been vaccinated, and we're going to help them. We're going to help them. We'll go door to door. Well, immediately there's pushback. You better not be ringing on my door. I don't want you coming to my door. Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra now saying, it's absolutely the government's business to know that kind of information. Then she says, perhaps we should point out the federal government has spent trillions of dollars to try to keep Americans alive during this pandemic. Knocking on a door has never been against the law. You don't have to answer, but we hope you do, because if you haven't been vaccinated, we can help dispel some of those rumors you've heard, and hopefully you get vaccinated. Said, you're helping pay for it. You might as well answer the door. Well, of course, many also are saying, and I don't buy into some theorist out there that they just want a chance to get in your house, start looking around, see how many guns you have. But that could be a next question. You got to keep that possible open. We already know that doctors are told, pediatricians in particular, are told that if they're treating children, they're supposed to ask the parents if they have any guns in the house. None of their damn business. Has nothing to do with the treatment of the child. Unless the child's been treated for a gunshot wound. So that's why we're getting so much pushback. The problem has been with this is that we've gotten such confusing information, conflicting information, and in fact, contradictory information. And of course, all of it was labeled, well, it's just a conspiracy created by Trump. It all came from a lab in Wuhan, and it's a fear of yellow people. And then where we are now, 180 degrees from those statements. Because now Biden's in office, and now they've had to admit, even Dr. Fake had to admit, it's a possibility it could have come from the lab. He knew that from the beginning, that it was at least a possibility, but he would not accept it. And where you wear a mask, and how often, and should you not, should kids, should they not, some of the diseases kids are coming down with because they're being kept in these masks too long. And I have still been waiting for a full detailed investigation of a Columbia University professor, Walter Ian Lipkin, professor of epidemiology at Columbia University, known as a, quote, virus hunter, who thanked Dr. Fake last year for publicly dismissing any notions that the virus could have originated and leaked from the Wuhan lab. Yeah, he sent a note to him, hey, thanks, we deeply appreciate your efforts in steering and messaging. We, in the email to Fauci, some say also references a Chinese government figure, because Dr. Lipkin then forwarded an email from the China former minister of health. Wasn't just telling you that. It was making China happy. And, of course, when you get down to anything you put on Facebook or Twitter, you have to ask her, am I going to get punished for this, thrown in jail, by Facebook jail at least? Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to tell you what happened with a captain who dared salute the flag to his account. And it's posted right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. But we'll get into details of what he did. I'll also share with you a chance, a time that I nearly got my whole family in trouble in getting us all labeled as communists. I'll explain that. And Tucker Carlson explaining in more detail as to why he was being spied upon by the NSA. And yes, this explanation is getting a little better to understand. And how I was kind of a, quote, crime victim in a way. We got a lot to cover the next hour. You don't want to miss it. Let your friends and family know we're on the air. We are the program you need to hear.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.